My talk is on viral histonates 4 encoded in an endoperistoid wasp, Cortesia plutelli. Normally, histone is DNA binding protein in eukaryotic system. Today, I introduce viral histone. It's encoded in a specific symbiotic virus to Cortesia plutelli. So why the fact that the virus encodes histone H4 suggests something important role in peristhesis? The first slide shows life cycle of Cortesia plutelli, which peristhesized host diamond bank moth. Peristhesized diamond bank moths undergo immunosuppression and alter developmental progress. To alter physiological functions, there are several peristic factors involved. Among several peristic factors, one of the important ones is polyadenovirus. It's called Cortesia plutelli bracovirus, name is CPBV. So my lab has interest in this polyadenovirus and its sequence. So far, we sequence a full genome sequence. So far, we have around 80% of total sequence, and we predict around 130 predict ORFs. And then this ORF is grouped into different polyadenoviral family genes, such as PTP genes, IKB genes, and other polyadenoviral family genes. Among these, one of genes is encoded in specific segment, which is similar to eukaryotic histone H4 gene. To test similarity, first we need to clone host histone H4 sequence. Figure A shows the sequence of diamond bank moth histone H4 sequence, and figure B shows predicted amino acid sequence and aligned with known eukaryotic histone H4. As you see, a lot of high homology sequence identity with other eukaryotic histone H4. For example, diamond bank moth H4 sequence is only one amino acid different with human H4 sequence. However, when we aligned the host H4 sequence with viral H4 sequence, except N-terminal, most of the area is very similar with high, more than 80% homology. And N-terminal has, viral H4 has prolonged N-terminal tail, around 38 amino acid. Among 38 amino acid, there are 9 lysines. Usually in histone H4 N-terminal region, there is several lysines. This is the target for post-translation modification. And this viral H4 is not only in Cortesia plutelli, it also found in Cortesia congregata and Cortesia glomerata bracovirus, and they share also prolonged N-terminal tail. What is histone? We know that they have several subunits and form nucleosome, which is the basic unit to form chromosome in eukaryotic system. And there are several post-translational modifications such as phosphorylation, methylation, and acetylation. For example, in acetylation, especially histone H4, change some binding between DNA and histone, so they change some chromosome remodeling, which cause some gene expression control. So that's why we set up hypothesis. This viral CPBV-H4 can modulate host gene expression with its aberrant N-terminal tail, probably in epigenetic mode. To test this hypothesis, we need specific antibody against viral H4. That's why we cloned prolonged N-terminal region, which is not matched to host H4 into bacterial expression system and raised specific antibody. The first question is, this viral H4 really incorporated into host nucleosome? So that's why we purify chromosome of diamond bank moth and then purified histone proteins out of this chromosome and then analyze. The first figure, left one, is Kumar's staining. Based on size, we can predict there is, you know, all histone components. And the middle figure show immunoblotting against general HE4. As you see, non-parasitized and parasitized insect, both they have H4 band. But however, in parasitized insect has another extra band, which is specifically detected by CPBB-H4 antibody. And we checked expression level, messenger RNA expression level, during whole parasitation period. CPBH4 expressed from early time to late time, also detected the protein level all the time. And of course, this is, you know, detected by specific antibody against this viral H4. And also within the cell, as we expected, this histone H4, general histone H4, is detected in nucleus, both in parasitized and non-parasitized. And interestingly, an acetylated histone more visible in parasitized hemocyte. Of course, in parasitized hemocyte contain the viral histone H4. Then next question is, what's the function of this viral H4? To understand this one, we use transient expression after cloning this viral H4 into eukaryotic expression vector and then microinject into non-parasitized diamond bank moth and show their specific expression by RT-PCR and immunoblotting. This kind of, you know, expression of CPBB-H4 significantly decrease of hemocyte behavior measured by hemocyte spreading. And if we use double-strand RNA with this CPBB-H4, clearly knock down this expression and this knockdown recovered hemocyte activity. This suggests there is two kinds of histone proteins in parasitoid insect, host H4 and viral H4. There must be competition. One hypothesis, probably viral histone H4 may interrupt host histone H4 expression. So we test non-parasitized insect and parasitized insect and their expression level of histone H4, host histone H4. As expected, non-parasitized insect not much different, and all the time histone H4 is expressed. However, parasitized insect is clearly decreased in histone expressions. Then we want to directly address this effect, how host H4 expression is suppressed. That we use transient expression like before. Then if we inject CPBB-H4, then clearly decreased host histone H4 level. And if we use double strand, this effect is recovered. Next question is, what is the structure of inhibitory structure in CPBB-H4? As I told you, that CPBB-H4 has long and terminal prolonged tails. This may be in inhibitory source. So we delete this N-terminal region and then we make truncated CPBB-H4 and then expressed into, cloned into eukaryotic expression vector. And same technique, transient expression, we micro-injected in non-parasitized insect. Then this truncated CPBB-H4 lose their inhibitory activity. This is also confirmed in host histone H4 expressions. So truncate CPBH4 no longer inhibit host H4 expressions. From this result, viral H4 clearly inhibit host hemocyte behavior and host histone H4 expressions. Probably this viral H4 may interrupt another host genes, maybe important genes such as phenyloxidase. Already this enzyme importance in immune system already discussed previous speaker, and which is very important insect cellular immunity and humoral immunity, especially against parasitoid wasp. So we test this phenoxidase and related enzymes, PAP and SPH and serpins. Those enzymes, those genes, is highly inducible in response to bacterial challenge. However, if we express CPBH4, even though the bacterial challenge, their expression is clearly decreased, suppressed. So, this viral, in summary, CPBH4 is a parasitic factor of Cortesia pluteli by suppressing host gene expression, probably using their N-terminal tail through by epigenetic mode. In my lab, several viral factors can directly inhibit proteins. Also, the day before yesterday, my student Corin also introduced some host translation inhibitory factor, which is CPB15, alpha and beta. They can inhibit after transcriptional level, and this report also this viral factor can inhibit at transcriptional level. Thank you. The question is why I used truncate CPBH4. I said, you know, this viral H4 has prolonged N-terminal region, which is not matched to host H4. Yeah, longer 38. Yeah, so that's why I truncated this region.
Matt.
Good question. Yes, now I'm doing that kind of, you know, things. Probably this viral H4 has specific target genes. So one way in my lab, now we're doing some chromosome IP, which are the target of DNA. And the other way, we use subtractive cDNA cloning, which is the difference in transcription level.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.